longer. Now, umitoyach sheshinu masayim, since the piece of people by the Mabul changed around their ma'isim, they did chatoim, they did weird things, shinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu olayim ma'isa breshis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also changed for them the ma'isa breshis. And what did Hashem do? Ve'hela mazlokima b'yoyim, He brought up the mazlokim on this day of Yud Zayin b'macheshvan, which the Gemara Sugan asked, what's the shinu? Hashem didn't have to change it. If you tell me now it came out of Macheshvan, Macheshvan is the month where at that time when Mazel Kima comes in the day. So what do you mean Hashem had to change around the Ma'aseh Breishis to bring up the Mazel Kima B'yoyim? As according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's very good. Iyar is not a time for Mazel Kima. Now Hashem brought up the Mazel Kima. But according to Rabbi Lezer, we're talking about Macheshvan, this is the time the Mazel Kima comes up by day. So what does it mean Hashem had to change around the Ma'aseh Breishis? We'll soon see. But the heavy marble yearlim. And because of this, the marble came on the world. So, Vait Lashitosoi. We have Les Lashitosoi keeps the Cheshman from Tishrei, and Rabbi Yeshua Lashitosoi keeps the Cheshman always from Nisan. So, Mer says, Bishleim, Rabbi Yeshua, it's good according to Rabbi Yeshua, the Cheshman was Nisan, and the marble started on Iyar, is Haino Dirksir. That's what the Pasuk says, Sheni. It calls it the second month. The second month from Nisan. We know Nisan is always called the Rosh Chodesh of the months. So the second month is called the year, it's very good. El the Rebbe Lezer, according to Rebbe Lezer, we're talking about Macheshvan now, that's not the second month, my Sheni, it's the eighth month. So what do you call the second month for? And the Gemara is Sheni Ladin, Enichnami, means the second month from Din. The second month from Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the time of Din, so it means Macheshvan, that's the second month from the Din. So good, that's why the Apostle calls it Pachodesh Hasheni. According to Rabbi Yeshua, Shit is good. We're talking about now of Iyar, Haino Dishino. That's what Hashem had to change. The Ma'aseh Breishis. That Iyar time, the Mazel Kima was not supposed to be coming up at daytime. Hashem changed around the Ma'aseh Breishis and brought up the Mazel Kima B'yoyim. El the Rebbe Lezer. Then we're talking about Ma'acheshvan, Ma'ishino. What do you mean Hashem had to change around the Ma'aseh Breishis? That's the time it's supposed to be. The Mazel Kima is supposed to come up by daytime. So Gemara says, "Could Rav Chizda?" We're going to quote to Rav Chizda Shita. The Yom Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda said like this: that Barois Chim Kilkulu, the Dor HaMidbu during the Chet of Znus, the Zera came out very hot. It's called the Did Avera Barois Chim. Is Melo Barois Chim Nidonu? The marble, the water was burning hot. Also, they got the punishment of burning hot water. So Barois Chim Kilkulu, what does it mean? They did the Avera Barois Chim with hot. It means the Avera. They did an Avera. They did Znus. The Zera came out hot. Over Reiskin Nidoino, they got the punishment back with hot water. Ksiv Hoch, here the Pasuk says, Vayeshrechu Amayim. The Mayim calmed down. O Ksiv Hosim, it says the Pasuk in Esther, Vachamas Tamelech Shchocho, that the anger of the king calmed down. So you see, a lashon of calming down means from fire. The king was by fire, was hot. Here also means the Neha Mabah was boiling hot water. So that was the Shinu of Ma'aseh Breishis, that usually the water should have not been hot. Here Hashem made a shinui that the water was hot that killed him.
All right, turn over.
Rashi says here, the chamas amal shrocha, the stam chamas reis chafi. Stam when you're angry, of course you got hot. He also has to write that, of course, Rochu made a shinui here that the water became hot. Right, the Tana Rabbanim, what's in a price like this? Chachma Yisrael is Moinim L'Mabuk Reb Lezer. They hold the Cheshvan of the Mabuk like Reb Lezer, that the second month means Mar Cheshvan. We start from Tishrei, and the second month is always called Mar Cheshvan. That's the month of the Mabuk. Of L'Tkufa, when is the Tkufa of the Chama and Lavona, when does it start over the new cycle for the Chama, for the sun, and for the moon? Kreb Yeshua. They hold like a Yeshua, that the world started in Nisan, and that's the way it starts. Rashi says, Chachma Yisrael moinim l'mabu k'reb lezer. Moinim shnois noyach obri yisraelim shnois aderes k'reb lezer. When the world was created, they also had a k'reb lezer shita. The world was created in Tishrei. So moinim et Tishrei. Tchilas hashonim. They start counting the cheshbin of the mabu from Tishrei. So Rashi explains now, V'loi mishum desrilu b'tishrei nivroilum, not because they really hold that the world was created in Tishrei. That's not why they count the cheshbon of the Mabul starting from Tishrei. El rather, the Tishrei Rosh Hashanah l'shonim. Because they hold Tishrei as the Rosh Hashanah for the Shonim. That's the beginning of the new year, like. That's why you start the cheshbonis from Rosh Hashanah. Abu Venisa Nivral and Kriptoni. But the Chachme Yisrael hold the world was created in Nisan. Therefore, the Tkufa, when they hold the new Tkufas of the moon or the sun start, Kev Yeshua. Keshemayin and Tkufa as a Chama. You wonder when the Tkufa of the Chama, the Levon of the Sun, of the moon, Moinim and Nisan, not they start from Nisan. Loim and Sherman Nisan Nivral. Because they were created in Nisan. So as far as the Tkufa goes, it goes both when they were created, the Chachma Yisrael hold, it was created talk like Yeshua and Nisan. The beginning of the fourth night, that's when the sun started to work. The Nisan it was. The fourth hour of the day. It's always a day and a quarter from one Tkufa to the next Tkufa. The kids said, this is the Chachma Yisrael Shita. That Nagetri Maisa Mabul, we count from Rosh Hashanah. Tishrei, that's the new year, we start counting. Chodesh Hasheni means the second month after Rosh Hashanah. Mashenka, the Tkufa, when was the world really created? When did the Chama go into orbit? That started Taki and Nisan. So the Marab Chachma Umas Olam, but the Goyim, what do they hold? The scientists hold that Meinim Afla Mabul Krebi Yeshua. They hold completely like Krebi Yeshua. That the world was also created in Nisan. So not only the world was created in Nisan, but even the minion of counting the months of the Mabul also starts from Nisan. Shrash Yasla Mabul Kleimer. Le minion shneis haderis matchilim in Nisan limnais. O Mabul b'yo yorin. They also hold that when you start counting, not from Rosh Chodesh, not from Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei, but rather they also hold like Yeshua, you start counting from Nisan. But then it said Liyurakis. The Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei is also Yerukas for vegetables. Rashi says, what does it mean that the Rosh Hashanah for Yerukas? Rashi Maisa Yerik, Linyan Chodesh for Yoshin. That what's called a new crop, what's called an old crop? Shein Tarmin Mi Yerik HaNilkat Erev Rosh Hashanah, Ala Nilkat Acher Rosh Hashanah. You want to take off Maisa, Trumas to Maisa, off your vegetables, you have to take off Trumas to Maisa, vegetables that were grown this year, on the Paris that were grown this year. And you can't take off the new crop. For Truma, you want to take off for Tevel of last year's crop. You can't take from this year for that year. You have to know when it's considered the new year that you have to be term, take off the Maisa from this crop on this crop. And you can't take 10 pounds of apples from this year's crop to take off to be Truma to Maisa on last year's crop. You can't do that. So what's called the new month? When does the new year start? Starts Rosh Hashanah Tishrei. That's Vilonis. Vilonis is Tu Bishvat. For Yerukas is Tishrei, right? Maratona. We learned in the Brayt like this. Li Yerukas ulamaisrus ulunadorim. It's all these three things have the same halacha. They rule the Rosh Hashanah on Tishrei, that's the Rosh Hashanah. The Mar says now, Li Yerukas, what does the Brayt mean when it says the word Li Yerukas? My ninu, what does it mean? It means Maisi Yerik. It means halacha when they take off Maiser from Yerukas. Again, the crop growing this year, you can't take off from the crop grown last year. So it says Yerukas vegetables, it means halacha of maisrois of the vegetables. The Gemara says, if so, haino maisrois. Like, what does the Brayta say in two cases? Li Yerukas or the maisrois, maisrois is the exact same halacha. Maisrois for Yerukas. So when you take off the maisrois from Yerukas, the crop of this year, you can't take off from the crop of last year. It's the same thing. So why does the Brayta say in two cases? Li Yerukas or the maisrois. The Gemara says, Tona. This braisa means to say like this, the Rabbonin, Uketoni d'Yeraisa. It means to say a case of the Chiyav of Maisres, which is only mid Rabbonin, and then it wants to say a case of Maisres, which is mid Yeraisa. In other words, mid Rabbonin, the halacha is, Yerukas HaMachuyav to take off Trumas and Maisres. Because mid Yeraisa, the halacha is, it's only Dogon Tirish B'Yitzur. It's only on the five type of grains, it's on wine and on oil. There's a Chiyav mid Yeraisa before you eat it, what grows in Eretz Yisrael, to take off Trumas and Maisrus. But it's only on Dog and Tirish for Yitzur. On everything else, on Yerukas and fruits, it's only Midr Rabbonim. So when it says Yerukas, it means the Rabbonim Dekaloch of Maisr starts from Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei. And Lomaisrus means that the Yeraisa Dekaloch also starts at the same time Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei. Fred Gemari of Sol, the listener of the Yeraisa Bresha, why doesn't the Bresha first say the Yeraisa? That should come first. First it should say Ulamaisrus. Or then it should say Lirukas. The Gemara says, "Aydi dechaviv lei akadmei." Since Yerukas, which means the chiyuv mit rabbonin, that's more chaviv; it's more dear to the rabbonin because they were mechadish this chiyuv. Take off trumas and maaser from Yerukas, from vegetables. Therefore, the Tana of the Brayta, which is the rabbonin, says Yerukas first.
Now the Gemara Sakash Batana Didan, Tana the Rabbonin, the Choshchen Diraisa. His Avotana only says Lirokis, it doesn't say Lamaisers. Teretid, when it says Lirokis, it means the Chi of the Rabbonin, on vegetables or fruits. That the din of taking off Trumas the Maiser, it's only with the Rabbonin. Still, it has the same halacha. That when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the new year, you're not allowed to take off Trumas the Maiser from last year's crop on this year's crop. But it says that only Lirokis by Chi of the Rabbonin, the Koshchen, but the rice would be the exact same halacha. Now the Gemara is the kasha and the price for listening meiser. How come it says loshen lemeiser? It's a double loshen, like loshen plural. Why doesn't it just say meiser? And the Gemara, what it means to say is echad meiser beim of echad meiser dogin. That both meiser beim and both meiser dogin have the Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei. So when it says meiser, it means two types of meiseris. It means meiser beim and it means meiser of Yerokis. The listener Yerik, how come it says a double lashon of the lashon rabim liyerokis? Why doesn't it say lashon yochid in this price of liyerik? So it says trei gavne yerik because there are two different types of yerokis again to the chiyuv of meiser. It's now we learned like this: yerik hanegad. If you have a type of a vegetable that the derech is to bundle them together, like you sell a bundle of carrots, let's say. Then when is it called the Gemar Malacha that you're not allowed to eat it before you take off Shumas and Maisris? Then the Lacha is Mishayagid. When you bundle them together, that's called the Gemar Chiyiv, then you can't eat it before you take off Shumas and Maisris. What about a type of a vegetable, the Shein or Negid, that's not tied together? You don't sell them tied together, you sell them separately. Then we say Mishimala Sakli. When you fill up the Kli, that's called the Gemar Malacha, that's when it's also Titim without taking off Shumas and Maisris. That's what two different types of vegetables. There are vegetables that are igud, that's gemar maisris bundled together, and there's mais that doesn't have an igud, doesn't have bundled together. Tana Rabbanim, we'll go to the price like this. Likud Yerek Erev Rosh Hashanah. If somebody collected the Yerek, Mamish Erev,